Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Ah, big welcome to you from Call to Freedom. Welcome to the program. And Kimberly and I are going to have some exciting things to tell you today. Oh, may God's peace cover you, my friend. His hope inspire you. His joy uplift you. And his love surround you. I'm praying that for you today. And I know Kimberly is in agreement with me.
Yes.
We're praying that for you. And boy, when you realize in this world, there is no solid hope. There is no hope in Christ Jesus. And Kimberly, I was
telling, there is no hope in the world.
In the world.
And the world system.
Yes.
But there is hope in Christ Jesus.
No hope in Christ Jesus.
Well, yeah, whoops.
Wow. You know what?
It's okay.
Thank you for being there.
Yes.
Yes. Because I was thinking about this hopeless story. I was telling you about that today that I heard from Glenn Beck.
Mm-hmm.
And he was interviewing a gentleman who knew of a lady in Canada that had a surgery that needed to be given to her because or she would die. And she went from province to province. They couldn't afford her a surgery or couldn't do it. Or
yeah, they do not. They have to schedule out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go see a surgeon like you can
That's right.
In America.
That's right.
And they schedule it out, and no one was available.
That's right.
And there were many surgeons who could not perform that surgery.
That specific, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And after I heard this story, I said, thank you, Lord, for the surgeons
yes.
that we have in America. But
yes.
anyway, they were going to help her out by helping her with assisted suicide.
Mm.
When he said that, when the man said, Glenn Beck was just, what? Assisted suicide?
Mm.
And they scheduled that. Now, they could schedule that.
For next month,
yeah,
right?
For
yeah,
for January.
Mm.
And he says, oh, that's asinine. That's unconscionable. That's abhorrent. They were using all these adjectives. And he said three surgeons were listening to the program.
Three American surgeons.
American surgeons. And they said, oh, we will pay for the plane tickets. We'll put the husband up in a hotel room. We will do this surgery for her.
Wow.
And so she came to America to get the surgery. So there are countries in this world, Kimberly, where they're either not willing to do surgery or they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that story is so wonderful. It reminds me that we are one nation under God.
Under God.
That
yes.
is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That is our identity. And that's where we find our hope,
yes.
is in Him.
Yes.
So very often you might hear me talking on your program here that I'm encouraging people to not put their trust in the medical system.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mean to never use it.
Mm-hmm.
Our Lord will lead us and guide us exactly where we need to be.
Yes.
It's just that we've got so many amazing resources in this country,
yes.
that sometimes we make those resources our source.
Our source.
And our capital S source is not in all of those beautiful resources.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to include our capital S source, the one we were created for.
Mm-hmm.
We need to include Him in all of our conversations, in all of our prayers, and let Him guide and direct us instead
yes.
of just grabbing for all of those great resources that look so good to us.
Yes. There are people that have to go to the ER every few days or so. And Kimberly, I think it would be so great if we could pray first over the person that is having an issue.
Yes.
And see what God can do.
Right.
I know that hope is so important. And I was looking up in Colossians 1, verse 26. God willed to make known what is the riches of glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. The mystery, our friends, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we proclaim him, admonishing every man and woman, teaching every man and woman with all wisdom, that we may present every man and woman complete in Christ. Mm. And that's what we're reaching for, that completeness, that wholeness in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yesterday, we were talking about Jesus, the baby, and how when Mary came to Elizabeth, John jumped in her womb. And I was reading from Luke 1:46, my soul exalts in the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave and has done mighty things for me. And that's what Mary exclaimed.
Yes.
And it's really beautiful in the Passion.
Mm.
The Passion reads, the moment you came, and this is Elizabeth speaking, the moment you came in the door and greeted me, my baby danced inside me with joy. Great favor rests upon you, Mary, for you have believed every word spoken to you from God. And Mary sang this song, my soul is ecstatic, overflowing with praises to God. My spirit bursts with joy over my life-giving God. For he set his tender gaze upon me, his lowly servant girl. And that's who we are, Kimberly, in the light of when we see the power and the glory of God. We are servants of his.
Yes.
We are stewards of his absolute. He owns the earth, and we keep every little dominion that we have as stewards of his dominion. Praise the Lord.
Mm.
And from here on, everyone will know that I have been favored and blessed, says Mary. The mighty one has worked a mighty miracle for me. Holy is his name.
Mm.
Oh, what a beautiful thing. So we thought today, since we talked about Jesus the baby yesterday, we're going to go to Revelation and talk about the ruler of all rulers.
The revealed,
yes.
Lord of all lords, King of all kings.
Yes. Oh, and John is writing this. And remember, John is on the Isle of Patmos, a small little island, rocky, desolate, and he has been put there by the Roman government, hopefully of finding him dead one day. But God revealed his glory to John for us to remember him by, and also to look forward to the future that we have in
Jesus Christ. And
before
you start reading from Revelation, I'm just going to point out that the book of Revelation, it's about revealing. It's about unveiling and revealing. And this is revealing Jesus. That's what Revelation is. It's revealing Jesus. It also mentions the Greek word apocalypsis a number of times in Revelation. Apocalypsis is where we get the word apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea of an apocalyptic season, apocalyptic age that is coming. And there are so many movies made of that and stories written that are really more on the scary side. When we think of the word apocalypse, we have some horrible images that come up in our minds because of Hollywood and some of the movies that have been produced. But apocalypse actually means, apo means to lift, and kalupto is a veil and a covering. It's something hidden that's hidden behind a veil.
Mm-hmm.
So you're lifting the veil. That's all apocalypse means.
Yes, to take the cover off of something that was hidden.
Yes.
That's our wonderful God. He wants to tell us what is going to happen before it happens.
Or what is happening.
Or happening.
Or already happened in the past, and open our eyes to it.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
He's uncovering. So this is, we're excited about Revelation and how the Lord is uncovering Jesus in every passage of this book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amen. So we're going to read from the Passion, Revelation 1, as much as we can today. I'm so excited about this. This is the unveiling of Jesus Christ, as we were just talking about, which God gave him to share with his loving servants, which must occur swiftly. Now, time with God is not like our time. So it's swiftly coming to pass by God. And boy, it seems like long. How many times have I said, oh, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Lord Jesus, come. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. He signified it by sending his angel to his loving servant, John. I love this because John, as I told you just in the last few minutes, John is on an island, a very desolate island. He has to scrape for his food every day. I don't know what he ate.
I don't know how he survived.
I don't either. And he calls him his loving servant. He loved John so much. And sometimes we find ourselves in what we think is a difficult situation, impossible. Why, Lord, am I here? Why did you put me here? Well, maybe God has an absolutely wonderful plan for you, and you've got to go through that trial or tribulation. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation.
That's
but
right.
Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we have to just ask for the patience to go through that. Also, the mercy and the grace to endure, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of times the verses call about endurance.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to endure this,
yeah,
because it builds up our character and strength in him.
It does. And yeah. also gratitude and thanksgiving.
Oh, yes, yes,
I
yes.
find myself often now praying that if I'm not thankful, make me more thankful.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not grateful, make me more grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to be thanking you and praising you and constantly having gratitude pouring out of me in every situation because I trust you. I trust you, Lord.
Oh, yes, that's so good. And verse 2 says, I, John, bore witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, when Darren was here, we read through Revelation many years and enjoyed it so much because here in verse 3, a joyous blessing. And Darren used to call it the book of joy. As you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you're going to read through these pages and just exalt in God and how his patient endurance of us has revealed this revelation to John. Verse 3 says, a joyous blessing rests upon the one who reads this message and upon those who hear and embrace the words of this prophecy. And here comes an interesting phrase. I don't know if I ever saw it. I'm going to have to look it up here in verse 3 in the New American Standard is written. Now, here it says, for the time is near. And the passion.
And there's others that say that the appointed time is at hand.
Is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
But here, Dr. Simmons has chosen, and it's because he is a researcher of such, for the appointed time is in your hands. A lot of implications here, Kimberly, that mm-hmm. we have something to do mm-hmm. with Jesus' return.
Yes, we do.
Whoa.
We do. I believe that. I believe that. And I love those who are willing to research and put more words out there for us because we've said it before. There's no way to translate the original Greek, the original Hebrew, into only one word, one English word. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough words to describe everything that one Greek word or one Hebrew word might be revealing to us. Mm-hmm. And it's because it's so layered. Every letter of the word has meaning and purpose in the word.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that in our English system. And so our depth of meaning to our words is not as deep as the
yes.
Hebrew words.
That's right. And that's why we need to stop the complaining or stop the negatives and begin to realize that it's in praise and worship of him, in thanksgiving. And it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, in everything give thanks. And boy, I used to really battle with that. Well, Lord, why did you put me in this situation? It's not very thankful. And he says, are you thankful in
mm-hmm.
every situation?
Are you thankful?
Are you
yes.
thankful?
Yeah, it's not about the situation changing so that you can give thanks. It's about learning to give thanks in the middle of the situation that you currently have.
Yes, because what kept the children of Israel from entering into the promised land, it's what the Hebrews call kvetching. K-V-E-T-C-H. Doesn't it sound like complaining? Kvetching. Yeah.
Kvetching.
It's complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kept them out of the promised land, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you today to enter into your promised land that God is preparing for you and giving to you right now.
Yes.
If you're praising Him and thanking Him in everything.
Yes. So those who hear and embrace the words of this prophecy out of Revelation for this appointed time is in your hands. The appointed time of Jesus really appearing. And we're not just talking literally, although I'm not throwing that out. Literally, He's coming. Mm-hmm. But He also comes to us in Revelation, each of us individually. If you need to see more of Jesus, know more of Jesus, that appointed time is in your hands. Mm-hmm. And by thanking Him for the journey that you've been on, for the path that has been set for your life, thanking Him and saying, I thank you for this now. I really would like more of you. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed this life, but it's nothing compared to you. And you might be saying that by faith, because maybe you don't see that or understand that, that you don't have to see it to have faith.
That's
you
right.
don't have to hear it. You don't. Mm-hmm. All you need is to believe that He is much better than anything that He has created in this world, anything that He has allowed us to experience. The greatest joys, He is so much better than all of that.
Oh, He is. Some of you may be in a quote, bad marriage. And you say, why? Why do I have to endure this? I think I'm thinking about a divorce.
Mm.
And you're thinking bad as that is your perspective. And ask God what His perspective about that is.
Mm.
It's like you were telling the story about Hannah and how you hadn't been involved in the photographs of her wedding.
Right.
As the mother of the bride.
Yeah.
Hello.
So 5 years ago, that really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've paid a visit to her and we had some time together, it was really good. It was
good.
Very healing. And when she mentioned to me, Mom, I've just always remembered that you don't like to be in photos. It came up as a subject just out of the blue.
Wow.
But Holy Spirit used it in that moment
mm-hmm.
to just kind of tap on my heart. Like Jesus stands at the door and knocks, right?
Knock, That's knock, right.
Just
knocks.
Knocking and saying, now I'm revealing to you that you could choose to believe.
It's in your hands.
It's in my hands.
That's right.
Yeah. How do you choose to believe? And I have found myself lately experiencing still day to day heartbreaking situations. Things happen in this world, in this life, or witnessing them, you know, whether you see it on the news or whatever resource you have that brings just some sad news. This is a broken world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found myself lately saying, Lord, thank you that you have a plan to redeem, to restore, and that your redemption is better than what the life was before.
Yes.
That was just affected by this. And I find myself praying that when I pass by an ambulance or a fire truck, somebody, first responders that come up to an accident. I just pray over those first mm-hmm. responders as well as the people who were involved in the accident and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We want to thank you for being the one who does restore,
yes.
who does heal. You make us whole. And the other thing that I would say is, especially if it's affecting me personally and something has wounded my spirit or my heart or just my feelings, I got my feelings hurt. I like to be able to say, thank you for knowing what I needed to be fully saved
mm-hmm.
and made completely whole. Thank you for saving
yes.
me by allowing this to hurt me.
Mm-hmm. So
wow.
I can forgive in this situation. I can
yes.
forgive
yes.
and love my daughter, whom I thought I had suspicions towards because
mm-hmm.
she hadn't taken pictures of me or counted me important. See, you have everything to do, my friend, with what decisions you make today.
Mm-hmm.
Whether your marriage is bad. I don't want to say any marriage is bad. There's good in that partner that God gave to you. And if we could see any good and build on that
yes.
in
yeah.
Jesus' name, I
yeah.
think that's so good.
Call it forth.
Yes.
Call it up and out of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
So this message is upon those who hear and embrace the words of this prophecy, for the appointed time is in your hands. And verse 4 of Revelation 1 says, from John to the seven churches in Western Turkey, May the kindness of God's grace and peace overflow to you from He who is and who was and who is coming. Now, see, that's what John is speaking over the church's kindness and God's grace and peace overflowing. That's something as believers we can do every day, like you were just saying. When you come across something that doesn't look good, you can pray peace and joy and harmony in those things.
And you might be listening to this and saying, okay, that doesn't have any real power. I remember my son, when I was driving him to and from school before he had his driver's license, and he would hear me saying to people, oh, you are full of patience. And it was somebody who had just cut me off, you know. You are full of patience. You are full of the grace of God. You make room for others. It's good to be out here with all of you today, you know, just speaking over. And finally, it was months into these rides to and from school that he finally looks over at me. He's such a patient young man all those months. But he finally looks over at me and he goes, Mom, you're lying.
Oh, how precious.
And I just smiled. You know, I didn't even respond right away. I smiled and I nodded my head, you know, just up and down. Well, okay, you can choose to think of it that way. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to think, you can choose to think of it as lying. But have you noticed? And it was true. Since I had started doing that, we had not one more time. It was every day that we were witnessing accidents, people broken down on the side of the road. And for months, yes, that I had been speaking every day, we didn't see another accident. We didn't see anybody broken down on the side of the road. We weren't being cut off as much in traffic. And I said, have you noticed that? And he goes,
it's really true, Kimberly. You were prophesying. Mm-hmm, you were actually prophesying. And we have grown up in the church that a prophecy has to be, thus saith the Lord. Grew up like that. You can speak and prophesy over the situation.
Yes.
And Holy Spirit's going to go to work and the angels.
And I do it all the time when I'm watching the news, when I'm passing an accident. I'm doing it all the time, blessing people. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're asked to do, that we are His bride. So kindness of God's grace and peace overflowing to you from Him who is and who was and who is coming, and from the seven spirits
who are in front of His throne. This is perfection upon, you know, have you ever wanted something absolutely perfect? And a long time ago when I was doing the newsletter, I said, oh, Lord, I did a typo. And He says, listen, on this earth, we cannot be perfect. So I'm just going to help you and give you grace during that time. Mm. I'm always finding a typo or something. And the Holy Spirit's saying, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You're in this world. You're human. We understand that.
Yes. And it's not about that kind of perfection. Mm-hmm. That the perfection that's being talked about in the Word of God is a relationship that is a constant conversation with Him.
Yes.
And we're still going to trip. Mm-hmm. We're still going to have typos.
Yes. That's right. Yes. Oh, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. He is the faithful witness, folks. You may not be faithful and you may feel bad about that, but don't feel that guilt, because God says He remains faithful. When we are faithless, He remains faithful. And so He says, the firstborn from among the dead and the ruling King who rules over the kings of the earth. Now to the one who constantly loves us. Oh, may His love just flow onto you, my friend, and has loosed us from the sins by His own blood, and to the one who has appointed us as a kingdom of priests to serve His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion throughout the eternity of eternities. Amen. And so He sees us, Kimberly, as priests.
Yes.
Of His kingdom.
Yes.
And here in these next couple verses, behold, He appears within the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the people of the earth will weep with sorrow because of Him. And so it is to be. Amen. Then, Kimberly, you've got a wonderful explanation of Omega, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. That's the Greek of Alpha and Omega.
Right. And then the Hebrew, the Hebrew version is I am the Aleph and the Tav. Yes. And the Aleph is the first. The Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet.
And she's not saying olive. She's saying A-L-E. P-H?
Yes.
A-L-E-P-H.
Aleph. Yes.
Aleph.
Aleph, and the Tav is the last letter. So the beginning, basically, it's saying the beginning and the end. But there's so much more to it than that. Mm. So much more. Oh, we could take weeks, really. But the Tav is the last letter. And let me just say, when you're thinking of last, you're thinking of somebody going behind. Somebody behind you, the last.
Yes.
The last. So the last letter is Tav in the alphabet. And we don't have a whole lot of time, so let me just say today, let me just describe the Tav is made up of two other letters, a Dalet and a Nun. D, Dalet, N, Nun. So D and N form the name Dan, which is one of the tribes. And that tribe used to go behind. It was always the last tribe to set out when they were leaving a camp and going to a new place. So Dan was the last one, and they would follow behind, and they would pick up, if anyone left something behind, Dan would return what was left behind.
Oh, by the one, the tribes.
They would return it to the other tribes.
All right.
And it was in humility. So when you're following behind, you're the last. It's in humility that you pick those things up. When you return them to the other tribes, then they are humbled by the truth, the fact that they weren't very aware of what they had left behind, and they needed somebody to follow behind.
Mm.
There's going to be a whole lot more to talk about tomorrow,
yes,
but we need to wrap up today and say, please join us for our Christmas party on Saturday.
Yes.
We would love to see you. So if you can make it, call us at 1-877-917-7256 and let us know that you're coming. And if you've never been, we will call you back. Leave us a phone number. We will call you back and give you directions to the restaurant at 9:30 and to our home at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And we're having a gift exchange. So if you're able to bring a gift, It's not anything too expensive.
No.
Well, we would love to play games, sing songs, and really focus on Jesus with
yes.
you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you and keep you, our friends, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.